We also, on this Shabbat, are offering blessings to members of our congregation who are this summer attending Jewish overnight camps. We have 19 members of our congregation that we know of. If you are here, will you come on up, please? These 19 TBS members are headed off to 7 different overnight camps, including URJ Camp Harlem, URJ Camp Jacobs, 6 Points Creative Arts Camp, 6 Points SciTech, and 6 Points Sports, Capital Camps, and Camp Louise. They're not all here, but these campers, and staff, here we go, are going to accept on all of their behalf. All right, everybody crowd together so I can bless you all right here. You won't mind my back. It's more important to see them than to see me. All right. We've got a blessing for you first from Rabbi Sarah Mason Barkin, who wrote, "A blessing for summer camp. To our campers, may the one who blessed our ancestors bless you with copious amounts of sunscreen, with adventures, whether by horseback, zipline, mountain bike, or water slide, with grilled cheese and tomato soup, sundaes on Saturday, and seconds of strawberry salad and strawberry shortcake, with friendships by flashlights when you giggle at night, woven tightly like brightly colored bracelets, with secrets and dreams and stories to share under towering trees and twinkling stars, with a renewed sense of independence. For our staff, may you know that you have traded in internships to help comfort a homesick camper, traded in college credit to be a role model, traded in an apartment for a cabin full of unclaimed socks, wet towels, and happy kids, and that you are ready to create the kind of magic that another once created for all of you. And for our parents of our campers, remember that the one who blesses our children blesses you too. Remember that no letters means your kids are too busy having fun. Remember that they are finding their voices courageously and kindly with a strong Jewish heart, that they are taking risks safely, that they are reconnecting with the earth after a year of Zoom and video games and group texts. And remember that you have blessed them with this gift of big Jewish fun. We pray, O God, that you all may be blessed with a summer of health and safety, a summer of growth and laughter, and many, many, many memories in the making. And together we all say, Amen. We're excited for you to go off into this great adventure, but we don't want you to forget us here at TBS. Now, what's one of the most important rules at summer camp on hot, hot days? What do you have to make sure that you drink? To make sure that you drink enough. So we have for you a fabulous new TBS water bottle to take to camp with you with a space to write your name. We don't really expect they all will come home, but some of them might. But we wish you a summer of hydration and a summer of fun. So on your way, take from Mr. Roger one of these and you can head on back to your seats. All right. We've blessed birthdays, we've blessed campers and staff and parents. In a moment, we're going to have the opportunity to honor our faculty and teachers. But before we do, a quick word of appreciation to another group of dedicated TBS members. On Sunday mornings and Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons, we have 24 teenagers who help us out as madrichim. If you are one of our madrichim, would you please stand if you are here? Some of you are here. We have some of them here. We honored our Madrichim at our closing assembly of religious school on our final Sunday back in May. But in particular, they aren't able to be with us tonight, but I do want to make mention of Hannah Robards and Molly Epstein, who are both proud graduates of our post-confirmation program, also back in May. They both have spent years helping out in our religious school. Molly's headed off to the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Hannah's heading up to Pace University in New York City. And Mr. Roger, where did you go? There we are. Gifted them a mezuzah for their dorm room in their school colors as a lovely way to do that, with great appreciation to Molly and Hannah in particular and all of our madrichim. And now for the next section of our thank yous and our appreciation, we'll invite up Lisa Zeitlin, who is chair of our religious school committee, for a few words of appreciation from her.
My helpers need to get a position over there. Shabbat shalom.
Right here.
Right. I am Lisa Zeitlin. I'm chair of the TBS Religious School Committee. And I know I say this every year, but it's still true. This is one of my favorite Shabbats because I get to brag to all of you about how fantastic our TBS teachers and Madrichim are. And I do mean brag. Our teachers are not just random professionals tasked with jamming data and information between our kids' ears. No, they're dedicated and beloved members of this community. They are friends, old and new. They're part of the fabric of TBS. They don't just impart facts or details about ritual or holidays or prayers. They inspire. They build confidence. They make sure that each and every student coming through these doors feels welcomed, cared for, and part of our community. That's a tall order, but it's an important one, especially these days. That sense of love and security and feeling home, the knowledge that here they are never alone. They are valued for who they are, just because they are their own unique selves. These are the type of people our teachers and our Madrichim are, always exceeding expectations, always going above and beyond for their students, imparting not just knowledge, but building up their students to not just know what it means to be Jewish, but to feel it and understand it in a way that is meaningful to them. Our teachers and Madrichim are not just here because it's their job. They're here because they care. They care about their Judaism. They care about TBS, but above all, they care about their students. I don't know if we're lucky or spoiled to have such phenomenal teachers in Madrichim, but I do know we're grateful. I could stand up here for days and days and days and days telling you all about the great things each of our teachers, our aides, and our Madrichims do, from Hebrew through movement all the way to B'nai Mitzvah tutoring, from music to the ever-popular cooking classes in high school. From their first days as young as pre-K, all the way to standing on the bima as confirmands in 10th grade. Shameless plug here, come back next Tuesday for the confirmation service. It's gonna be lovely. We even have dedicated people teaching outside the more traditional pre-K to 10th grade, with sisterhood running Torah tikes all the way to Rabbi Witzer running post-con. Our students and our whole community are enriched by our teachers. I'd like to take a moment to recognize our staff and teachers who cannot be here with us tonight in person. Deborah Koblenz, Cy Cowdery, Emily Gross, Jamie Racer, Jan Rose Marin, Jack Schreiman, Neely Schreiman, and Tammy Stein. And I'd like to invite those who are here tonight to come up on the bima. Try to go that way. You don't need to wait for me to call your names, but I will now say them. Al Berkowitz, Kathy Cleveland Hirsch, Rebecca Copeland, Bonnie Cowdery, Sharon Drasnan, Alex Eichel, Amy Epstein, Doug Goldring, Philippa Hinman, Rebecca Klein, I see we have fans, Leah Kochis, Frank Cohn, Hannah Laffin, Rafi Laufer, Paula McGordy, Marnie Miller, Matthew Reisman, Julie Strasberg, Paul Strasberg, And Rabbi David Winter. Oh, you are on that side. Good. I want to thank each and every one of you for all the things you do to inspire and nurture our students.
They're getting their gifts as they come up?
Yes, that's the job of my little helpers. Like I said, I'm not sure if we're spoiled or lucky.
Multiple rows, some start the next row. Come close. There we go.
That's fine. I know.
We're good. Okay, this is still working. You can still hear me? Fantastic. So, my dear faculty, are we ready? It didn't take very long. Our sages of old have high regard for all those who engage in the teaching of religious education, because our sages teach. When people teach Torah to their neighbor's children, scripture speaks of the teachers as if they had born the children. Or there's another teaching that says, when a person teaches Torah to another, it is deemed as if the teacher had formed the student, caused the student's limbs to move, and brought the student into the world. Now, I know that when we teach, we often will refer to our students as our kids. Right? The ancient rabbis seem to have taken that to another level. And while some days teaching can feel as harrowing as I have heard childbirth may be, or as trying as parenthood sometimes can be, I know that the responsibility for bringing into being a Jewish soul and helping shape a sense of Jewish identity is not one that any of you would give up easily. You have animated our students' imaginations with stories of Jewish joy. You have enlightened their eyes with rituals and projects. You have filled their ears with language and song. You have kindled in their hearts a love of Judaism. You have brought our students to life and to learning and to community. And so we pray, Eloheinu v'Elohe Avoteinu v'Imoteinu, we ask for your blessing upon these teachers of our community. May they be blessed with a deep sense of accomplishment for all they have done this year. May their ears fill with the happy sounds of learning and words of appreciation. May their eyes see the goodness that their students create by taking to heart their lessons and their examples. May they know that our community, our people, our world are better places because of your efforts. May your teachings enable us to do God's work in this world now and always. And together we say, amen. 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 And thank you for all that you have done, our faculty of our religious school.
Okay. All right, so you might have thought I skipped or missed somebody, but technically not an oversight. And my helpers, after that one last task, can go back to their seats with their teachers. So, last but certainly not least, I'd like to thank Miles Roger, our Director of Education. I could also stand here and detail all the wonderful things Miles has accomplished during his tenure at TBS until next Shabbat, but no one, especially my kids, want to hear me talk that long. So I am going to turn things over to Frank. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Pretty smile. Right, one more. All right. Teachers. Miles, as Miranda Jones said to Captain James Kirk, at the end of the episode, "Is there in truth no beauty?" we come to the end of an eventful journey. Kirk's response was, "I didn't think you'd even want to talk to me," but I don't think that applies here, I hope. But we do come to the end of an eventful journey, and it's been an interesting 4 years starting out with some challenges at the very start of your time with us, not the least of which you hadn't even been in our building. But over these 4 years, you've always been there for our kids to help with anything that needed to be done. You've been a real team player, even in the "and other duties as needed" category. You've navigated classes, clipboard in hand, live and on Zoom, Hebrew classes away from the building, the Purim stay in your carnival, Rosh Hashanah committee Oneg, and a host of new ideas and creations, including restructuring the YES program into the high school, allowing greater flexibility for teaching staff and a great variety of classes for our kids to explore. And you've successfully navigated working with one particular teacher, who at times you had to speak to as his boss, and at other times you had to approach him as your boss. That was me. Well done, and my deepest appreciation for your finesse in handling that. Through all this, you've woven yourself into the fabric of Temple B'nai Shalom, of the Temple B'nai Shalom tapestry. And now that you're leaving, I know that you are leaving many knots tied up, no frayed ends, so that the fabric will not unravel once you're gone, and so that your successor will be working with a community that is better because of your work and collaboration with staff and volunteers. But you will still be a missing strand in that tapestry. So on behalf of the teachers of TBS Religious School, I'd like to present you with a few gifts. Aside from the Miles bobblehead we presented to you the last day of religious school, we also had all the teachers write why they appreciate you, and we've had that framed for you as a keepsake of your time here. And you'll all be able to see this. We'll put this up at the Oneg. This is from all the teachers here. That's for you. We also, we've had that frame. We also have a gift card. And I'm going to take this out without knocking off the wine here. We have a gift card for you from Crate and Barrel to help you settle into your new digs in Milwaukee. We hope, and I think we know, that your time here is something you'll always remember fondly, and that what you've learned here will aid you as you boldly continue on into your next journey. We wish you all the best, and know that we want you to know you're always welcome here. Anytime you might be in the area, we have Shabbat 52 times a year. We'd love to see you again. Thank you. Live long and prosper.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. It's almost 8 o'clock, so I will keep this short and sweet. I really wanted to say thank you to everybody for my time, who has been impactful here, my time at TBS, from staff colleagues to lay leaders to religious school faculty, really, who do the magic of everything in the classrooms. I just help make sure that all the lights stay on and it's relatively cool in the building. So I really just want to thank everyone. This has been a wonderful 4 years. I've learned so much from this entire congregation, especially how to be a warm, welcoming place. And I will take those lessons with me as I continue on my journey and return to the Midwest. So thank you, everybody. Thank you.
You don't get to leave yet.
Nope. Did you really think I wasn't?
You wrote such a beautiful thing in the weekly today.
In truth, I had the opportunity at our annual meeting to say nice things about Miles. And if you read in the weekly email this morning, the things that I have learned from you. This is odd. We don't usually stand like this. We're on opposite sides on the Beam It together.
No, I think 3 years ago we were opposite ends.
Okay. But the words I have to add are those of blessing. A passage from Brachot 17a, familiar words to you. This translation from Rabbi Larry Kushner. Miles, we pray, may you live to see your world fulfilled. May your destiny be for worlds still to come. May you trust in generations past and yet to be. May your heart be filled with intuition and your words be filled with insight. May songs of praise ever be upon your tongue and your vision be on a straight path before you. May your eyes shine with the light of holy words. May your face reflect the brightness of the heavens. May your lips always speak true words of wisdom. May your fulfillment be in righteousness, even as you yearn to hear the words of the Holy Ancient One of old. Miles, we pray that you may be blessed in all of your endeavors and everywhere that your path takes you. We pray that you will go from strength to strength to strength. Together we all say,
Amen.